The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 1st, 2024.
April Fools, we're 21 minutes later than usual.
That's right. We got you. Are you shocked?
We got here and the computer was completely black. So our engineer is working on it, but we are on air. I mean, a real joke today is the fact that we were actually at work on Easter Monday, but I guess I'm just from Ontario. I don't know.
No, I feel the exact same way. Well, Steph, not only is the computer fooling us, not only did we fool everybody else, but I got fooled this morning.
You did?
I did. So this morning I needed gas. And as you know, I get up bright and early at 3. I get to work around 3:30. Well, I was getting gas around, let's say 3:25.
Okay.
And I was super tired, like very tired. So I didn't even look. I was just rushing through everything, hit regular, went inside the gas station, waited for about 5 minutes.
Right.
I come back out. I see that the gas to fill my tank costed about $150.
$150?
Now,
oh,
it usually only costs about, let's say, high-end $80.
Okay.
I look. Somebody hit premium.
Somebody.
I don't know who did it. I don't know who was pranking me this morning, but somebody hit premium, and now my car has premium in it.
Wow. I'm hoping to see that it drives really good. Not only did you hit premium and pay extra, but also carbon tax goes up today. So,
oh,
you were double whammied this morning. I found something to do with peeps so you don't have to eat them.
Throw them out.
They're gross, eh?
They're the worst.
Okay, but you can do a craft with them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, and even enter a contest.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah, so the Washington Post has like a worldwide contest where you can create dioramas with peeps.
Okay, like the science fair thing.
Yeah, like you kind of make a scene.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's museums where they have like stuffed bunnies in all different positions, like acting like humans, and this is kind of the same thing, but with peeps.
Okay.
And so they're little chicks and little bunny-shaped, awful-tasting marshmallows.
Yeah.
And people have made Jeopardy scenes.
Okay.
Very cute. Two people actually made Oppenheimer, the movie.
Yeah, one of the biggest movies of 2023.
For sure. It's a little bit dark. They had a mushroom cloud and everything.
Listen.
And
I'd be okay with the peeps
running away from it.
That's fine. That's okay with me.
Either way, I think if you still have peeps left over from this year, you should save them because obviously they're not going to decompose. And you can enter this contest next year.
Steph, it's April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Were you ever a pranky kid?
Nah, I felt too bad about it.
Really?
Yeah, like I remember one time my brother got a thing that would turn your water to look like Coke, and he was so excited to send it to my dad's lunch the next day. He was like, "Dad, I got you this Coke, blah, blah, blah." And I just thought, like, how sad will it be when he opens it up at lunch thinking he's going to have a refreshing Coke, and instead he gets brown water?
That's really funny. I like that a lot. I was too dumb to ever prank, or I didn't have, like, the means to prank.
Okay, so you never did like the saran wrap across the toilet or anything like that?
No, because at the end of the day, I'd probably be the one forgetting and then being the one who fell victim to my own prank.
Yeah, and also, who cleans that up when you do that?
I think you have to. I think you gotta pick up the pee-filled saran wrap.
Or
just dump
see?
It in the toilet.
But so gross.
You said something interesting. You said that apparently April Fool's Day ends at what?
At noon.
Yeah. Who came up with that?
People who were like, please don't let these pranks continue all day long. At least if you can make it till noon without being fooled, hopefully you've made it far enough, you know?
That's so boring.
Because then afterwards you get to say, you're the fool for trying to prank me afternoon.
Even though you still got pranked.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, John? Is the Easter candy going to be on sale today?
No.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
You think it's going to still be full price?
Yeah, because Easter candy, the only really Easter candy I've noticed really is just bigger bags of mini eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are around yearly. So I think I think the price will stay the same on at least those. What other Easter candies are there?
Oh, there's like the Reese's eggs. There's the big Kinder eggs. There's big chocolate bunnies.
I guess. Okay, yeah. Maybe those will go on sale. But the ones I've been noticing, like, I haven't seen an abundance of leftover Easter chocolate.
Okay, what I've noticed is I think stores are ordering less chocolate, and so that they run out before Easter. So you buy it sooner and you're not so worried. Like, as well as Halloween, I'm finding that Halloween candy is kind of out on Halloween day. You can't leave it to the last minute because you're going to eat it all if you buy it beforehand.
Yeah.
You have to have some self-control, or you have to hand out Kiss candies. Feels the same way as like Easter candy. You have to have some self-control, or everybody just gets plain old lame solid chocolate eggs instead of like the crunch ones, or, you know?
That's true. If they are ordering less chocolate, I wonder if that's better for them than having to put the stuff on sale.
It might be. They might be training us to not expect to have the sale afterwards. Because I know, like, I grew up with a girl whose family always celebrated Christmas 1 week after Christmas. And that was so that they could have all of the stuff 50% off.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing. I have an update to the landlord story I told you last week.
Oh, was this about your package that was just waiting on the deck in an unforeseen place?
Yeah, so how it went is I ordered something off Amazon. It came. It got delivered to the front of the house. I live in a basement suite, so I have the side door. And I didn't want to go up to their front porch and take the package. I didn't want them to think I was some sort of porch pirate. So I waited and waited and waited. I said it on air in hopes that they would hear it and just, you know, give me the package.
Yeah, because this guy hates confrontation and couldn't possibly just ask.
I do. I'm the worst. Well, my prayers were answered, Steph.
Oh, yeah?
They heard it.
Did they give you your package?
Not only did I get the package, but it had a note on it that said, "Don't worry, we won't think you're a porch pirate."
Ah, they were listening.
They were. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to my landlords. That's pretty awesome.
They rewarded your scaredy catness with doing exactly what you were hoping for.
They did, but you want to hear something else?
What?
I have another package coming today, so I guess we'll see how that one plays out.
It is National Funeral Food Day.
What? What is that?
I'm just kidding. It's National Egg Salad Sandwich Day. But I just always call that funeral food because you only get it at funerals.
Yeah? Every funeral you've been to has served egg salad sandwiches?
Yes. After you're done with the funeral, you always go downstairs into the bottom of the funeral home or go into the fellowship hall at the church, and all of the church ladies have made finger foods and triangle sandwiches that have egg salad in the middle of them.
Do you like egg salad? The tone you're using sounds like you don't.
I like egg salad when somebody else makes it for me.
Oh, okay.
When it's at a funeral. I never make it for myself. I'm not brave enough to, like, try that mayo to egg ratio.
Duh.
I think that would be disappointing. I also don't want to stink up my house, but I will gladly eat it at a funeral.
Okay.
When I don't know who made it, could have hair in it, who knows? Person couldn't have washed their hands. I'm still happy to eat it at a funeral. It's like the one good thing about a funeral is that you get to have egg salad sandwiches.
I'm officially addicted to Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah? Trying to find a bike still? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty much been a back burner thing. Nothing has come of it. I think I have to go to Walmart or something and just buy a bike. Okay. But that's not why.
Really?
Steph, if you're ever on the Marketplace, search for mirrors.
Mirrors? I don't need a mirror.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't need a mirror either, but it's a mirror. It's reflective, right?
Yeah.
To kind of see where I'm going with this. Either people are in the photo of the mirror and they don't realize they're in the photo of the mirror. It's usually like 60 plus, or they're doing a weird, weird angle to try to not get in the mirror. And so it's just like their phone crooked for some reason.
Right.
I kid you not. 45 minutes of yesterday was just me scrolling through the marketplace on mirrors and just having the time of my life.
Did you also get some hints about like what the person is like? You could see their living space and all their mess and stuff like that?
Sometimes, yes. I once saw somebody had half a futon.
Oh.
Half a futon.
Where's the other? Well, how does that even work?
I'm not sure. It was like cut down the middle.
What?
Yeah. So see a lot. If you want to have a really good belly laugh, look up mirrors on the Marketplace or Kijiji. Kijiji is also a good one.
Oh, Kijiji. Really throwing it back there. I've moved on from Survivor, John.
Oh, that's good. To what?
The Mentalist.
one binge to another.
Yes, and there's like 7 seasons, I think, of The Mentalist, so I'm doing pretty good.
As opposed to 39 of Survivor?
45 of Survivor.
45!
Yeah. I only watched like 7 seasons since January of Survivor. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
So you would have been through The Mentalist.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But the other day when I was watching, he gave a sleep hack to a mobster.
Oh, of course.
Now he said, oh, you look like you're having trouble sleeping. I'll give you a sleep hack if you give me a clue to who committed this crime. And the mobster was like, I'm having such trouble sleeping that I will give you that clue.
Tale oldest time.
And so I was like, well, this must work. You know, and the mobster said it did. So I was like, well, I'll give it a try. So the Mentalist, a.k.a. Patrick Jane, said you should breathe in. Count one, breathe out, count two. Don't think of anything else, just one, two, one, two. So you only have to be able to count to two to be able to do this.
Okay.
And I have to say, I've been doing it for the last few nights. And like, obviously I have a crazy brain that is always going.
Yeah.
And it stops when I'm counting to two. It really works. Like this sleep hack wasn't just for a mobster to give a clue. Like I would tell some people a lot of things to be able to fall asleep as quickly as I have been doing with this hack.
Congrats, you found out meditation.
Don't burst my bubble, John.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.